Let's go to Sarah, 12 years old, in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Sarah, welcome to Catholic Answers Live.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
My question is, at Pentecost, how come John, the Gospel of John, is different from the other Gospels when they describe how the Holy Spirit came upon them?
I think we have a budding apologist here,
well, we
Father.
Have... Right. We have different accounts because, of course, the Holy Spirit is one of the three persons of the Blessed Trinity. And so the descent of the Holy Spirit is not just a one-time event. It occurs, for example, when Our Lady conceives by the Holy Spirit. Our Lord in the upper room, and this is what you're referring to, he says, receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you shall retain, they are retained. And then, of course, you have Acts where the Holy Spirit descends after the ascension of our Lord into heaven. So there are various sendings of the Holy Spirit which confirm and strengthen the hearts of the faithful. There doesn't have to be just one. And just like there, you know, for example, we receive our Lord every day in Holy Communion or by our prayer. We are constantly in relationship with him in such a way that you can't just say it's one or another event, but it's several events. And so the Gospels give us a witness which makes them more believable because God's Holy Spirit is sent out at various points in order to confirm the witness of the Father and the Son to their all Holy Spirit. So that's the way it is. So
how about that, Sarah? I detected a note of doubt there.
You're a little skeptic,
Sarah.
There,
a little bit
sure.
of skepticism. We're okay with Father Hugh's answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me if you're not. Let me know.
It was just a lot of big words.
Okay, exactly. Sorry. God bless you.
Father, we had a question on the show yesterday, Father, that relates to this, and it was a caller who was concerned that in the popular culture or in popular piety that there seemed to be more devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary than to the Holy Spirit. And Jimmy fielded the question. He did a good job with it. But if you wanted to tell the young people listening here today how they could start to talk to the Holy Spirit, to pray to the Holy Spirit, and why they would want to have this relationship.
I think that the devotion to the Holy Spirit, of course, the Church's liturgy itself, which is our teacher, doesn't often invoke the Holy Spirit directly.
Right.
It's very rare. It's like for a Pentecost, you know, Veni Sancti Spirit, come Holy Spirit. There's not a lot of direct invocation of the Holy Spirit, and that's because the Spirit comes to us in his power and humility through the Son and the Father, and also through each other. So I would say, with your devotion to the Holy Spirit, invoke the Holy Spirit and ask for the things that are the most powerful and efficacious. My old confessor, who was a Passionist priest, and his religious name was Charles of the Holy Spirit, he would tell me to say, Holy Spirit, please give me life. Holy Spirit, please give me love. So those L's there. Just ask the Holy Spirit to give you life, light, love from him. And just wait. And then what you will receive from the Holy Spirit will come in a more human form or more evident form for your human nature. That is through the Savior and his Blessed Mother and the saints. But the invocation of the Holy Spirit is a very powerful thing, and we should have confidence in it. But I would just say, expect that the direction and the help you get will come mediated or directed through other human beings, whether they're divine human beings like the Savior or the Blessed Mother or those around you. So, Holy Spirit, please give me life. Holy Spirit, please give me love.